naked men. Enter a fresh lunatic.
Just what England needs. Wait here while we go and trap Moriarty with his picture of 41-28-39. Right, follow me, man.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right to be free.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right to be free.
They've gone and lifted me. Ah, well, like all good Boy Scouts, I will play with my elastic. Stretch, stretch! Aye! My nut!
Keep quiet out there. There's people in this crate trying to get some sleep.
Is that you in there, Eccles?
Yeah, that's me in there, Eccles.
Is it dark in that crate, Eccles?
Well, it's like a match and see. Oh, no. It was a moment ago, though. Oh.
Good, because I want to take a photo of you for the beautiful body contest in the Finchley Nature Mag.
Oh, I'm going to take my clothes off.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, ready. Oh, these splinters.
You smiling, Eccles?
Yep.
There, I took the Eccles. Which way was you facing?
I was facing this side.
Oh, you had your back to me. Just ruined the photo now.
Come on, you devils, we've got them, you. Hello, Hawks, hello, Hawks. It was all a hairy plot, folks. Moriarty ran away and grit Piper arranged to make it look like he knew nothing about it, etc., etc., etc. Sort it out for yourselves, folks.
If it weren't for those speeded up recordings of running, you'd never have caught us, I tell you.
Now release Eccles. Hurry up, we're getting near the end of the show.
Out you come, Eccles.
Eccles? What are you doing in the nude?
I was posing for the nature photograph.
You're the wrong shape, lad. You need advice.
Now, you fiends, into the crate with you. Oh. Yeah. There, and in there you stay. Bradnock, throw him on the boat.
Missed. Worse still, if little Jim had been here, he could have said...
It's fallen in the water.
He could have said...